Make no mistake, I am proud of Citizens Alliance. Among its more than $10 million worth of accomplishments are an outstanding charter school, a national award-winning residential development in a former blighted neighborhood, the rehabilitation of many trash-strewn, rat-infested vacant lots, financially strapped recreation facilities were kept open, and countless other improvements that otherwise would not have been possible throughout the state, the southeastern Pennsylvania region, and the city of Philadelphia. It is truly about better neighborhoods. I am also very proud of my staff, many of whom asked to stand with me today. The suggestion that my staff members are political operatives or personal assistants reflects an amazing ignorance of both the legislative process and the facts. Both my Harrisburg and Philadelphia staffs are widely acknowledged as among the hardest working and most dedicated in state government. No constituent phone call, no neighborhood concern or problem, no legislative issue or state agency matter goes ignored. They routinely work more than a 40-hour week, as do many others on staffs in the Senate. They work beyond the hours of 9 to 5. I have a 24/7 operation, and my staff frequently works nights and weekends without overtime pay or bonuses. During my time in the Senate, with the help of my staff, I have dedicated my career to becoming as effective as I could for Philadelphia and its surrounding areas. We have produced more than $8 billion in benefits for the city and the region. We have fought on behalf of consumers, intervened to save jobs, preserved historical assets, and rebuilt neighborhoods. And I am going to keep fighting with the same passion that I have always had for those that need our help, the poor, the unemployed, our senior citizens, our children, and the working men and women of Pennsylvania. But for the time being, I will do so as a rank-and-file member of the Senate. Before this indictment is issued, I will, pursuant to the spirit and the rules of this Senate, step aside as the Democratic chair of the Appropriations Committee until I am vindicated. My good friend, Senator Gerald LaValle, will become the acting Democratic Appropriations Chairman. I take this step now not only in the interests of this Senate and of my caucus, but because I do not want to cause any disruption to an already difficult budget process that is on the horizon. To those of you in this chamber that I love so much, from both sides of the political aisle that sometimes separates us, who have expressed concern and support and love and who have prayed for me, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And my family and I ask that you continue to be with us in this battle. To the people of Pennsylvania, I want to say that I believe in your fairness. For almost 30 years, I have worked for you and with you, and I am confident that you will not judge me based on a many years long, one-sided campaign of scurrilous leaks to the media designed to undermine my office and attack my reputation. This is the last time I will be speaking publicly about any of this. On the advice of my attorneys, I will say nothing more, and I ask for your understanding. I sincerely wish that I could tell my story now, but the time and place for that will be in a court of law. But I can say to you now, again, that I am not guilty of these accusations. Sometimes in life, the only choice we have when we face blatant injustice is to have the courage to stand up and fight. That is what I will do, not just to protect myself, but to protect others from facing similar confrontations in the future, and to protect the good things that we can yet accomplish together. Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, my fellow members.